Atomic Software.
Harold, yeah. This is Viv from Dimension Technologies. Just wondered if you had a couple minutes to answer some questions for me.
I'd love to.
Okay, first question is, I understand that you have an extensive background in video production, and I'd just like to know, does this offer any advantage to you while programming for the video toaster?
Well, I don't know if it's an advantage or a disadvantage. What I find myself doing is, if I repeat an operation several times, I'll try to see if I can make it happen in AREX or in some sort of a script mode so that it can help me get through an edit session a little bit quicker. Eventually, I end up with, 30 or 40 little scripts and then try to build an interface around them.
Mm-hmm.
All our software is basically come out of need out of the edit room, and then if it turns into something that looks like real software, then we decide to market it.
Oh, okay. Are you the only programmer, or do you have others working for you?
Well, I'm the only programmer per se, although we have Dan Wolf, who is a consultant for NewTek, is
right.
working on FlyerCom, which is a communication program that communicates at a very low level with the flyer,
mm-hmm.
and I interface with FlyerCom with both radar and flight gear products.